Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited that my good friend Lori Spagna is back with us today. And we're going to be talking about, we all talk about so much. So we'll see how much we can get to. But we're talking about fifth dimensional living, vibrating and aligning with the fifth dimension and beyond. And specifically, we hope to touch on, you know, ascension, the fifth dimension and beyond, activating a dormant DNA and dormant potential. We're going to talk a little bit about our true galactic and star family heritage. Lori always does energy healing and sacred activations. And as well, we're going to be talking about living your charmed life in the fifth dimension and beyond and what that looks like for all of us, right? And for those of you who don't know Lori, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. She's, like I said, been with us many, many times, you know, always such a powerful call, powerful show, powerful energy that flows through, as well as so much wonderful, wonderful wisdom. So Lori is an ascension guide, a lightworker, way shower, best-selling author, teacher, intuitive, animal communicator and energy healer who assists others to awaken to their alignment with the true divine source which exists within each and every being so that all beings can live their best life ever. And as the spiritual teacher, visionary, lightworker, starseed, intuitive, and healer, Lori teaches about ascension and acts as a guide to awakening spiritually minded animal lovers, lightworkers, starseeds, and wayshowers. And Lori has over 20 years of experience serving humans and animals around the world, offering seminars and workshops on how we can improve our lives by learning from animals and aligning with the divine source and the fifth dimensional reality and beyond. So you can read more about Lori on the live page. But I'm just so glad that she's here with us. I always receive some aha, some new inspiration, some new nugget, as well as the clearings that she does for us are always so super powerful. You know, so looking forward to seeing what comes through today. And Lori is actually, you know, she's always so tuned in to what's going on with consciousness in the field and with all of us, humanity on the planet and what we're going through. And so just before we were going live, we were talking about, you know, how busy we all are. So I'm just wondering how, like, are you all feeling a little bit busy as well? And is that busyness a good busyness or is it a distraction from something else? So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. So please open up your hearts, come to your heart space and breathe in and open up your hearts so that we can all welcome Lori to the show. Lori, welcome.
Hi, Alara. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here and looking forward to our union and connection today. Thanks for having me.
Me too. Yeah. Absolutely. So you know how we were talking a little bit about, you know, being busy and like, what does that even look like, right? So that is definitely something that we want to touch on. And if I wanted to mention again to the listeners, if you have a question for Lori, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand or you can submit a question on the Q&A and we'll try to get to as many as we can. But I wanted to talk, you know, mostly about what's going on. We always do this. We always talk about what's going on right now in the world and in the field. And, you know, today is Tuesday, and on Thursday, I know there's a new moon, and no moon, because Thursday is Diwali, right, the Festival of Lights in India. It's the biggest Indian holiday, I think there is, and that's always based on the cycle of the moon, right? So we're building up to that, which is always a wonderful time for me personally. But can you tell us, you know, a little bit about what's going on, you know, from you, from what you're seeing, from your getting, from you connecting to source and consciousness and this planet and humanity? What's going on with everybody right now?
Well, I mean, I think our biggest thing right now that's in front of us, this is why I wanted to address this topic of living our charmed life, is that the ascension process in terms of the collective, from my perspective, it's complete. But individuals are still going through it, and they will continue to go through it for many years. The reason I say it's complete is because, well, first of all, it was completed at the time of creation as well. But because all things always happen at the same time. Everything's happening in the now moment. When I say it's complete, what I really mean is the work for the collective in terms of linear, in terms of awakening the enough dormant potential, in terms of getting enough people online, in other words, enough people in agreement, collective agreement, the work in terms of lifting and clearing out the density and the heaviness, all that's done in terms of linearity.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't really know that. Most people are still finding their way to the higher, lighter frequencies, but it's already been done. So it's very easy to access. It's sort of like saying, right now you might be feeling like you're hanging out, you know, in some heavy experience, or stressful anxiety or troublesome things going on, or you might be moving through your life with a lot of challenges. You might not know. You might be looking at the outer reality and saying, this is going on, that's going on. But it's sort of like realizing right around the corner, it's really, you know, there's a park, and the park is beautiful, and it's full of rainbows and lights and grass, and the earth is clean and healthy, and the animals are chirping and singing and dancing about, and the water's clear, and the skies are clear, and it's right around the corner. You just can't see it right now. You just mm-hmm. got to turn the corner kind of thing. So to me, what's going on is that everything's been completed in terms of linearity, and what we're doing right now is we're dropping out the rest of the density. So we talk about dropping out the density. The density is like the heaviness of our experience, fear-based emotions, fear-based belief systems in conspiracy-related things, all shadow aspects of ourselves, our judgments and our perceptions of wrongness. All of those things are what are now dropping out from us. And in the process of those dropping out, it's creating tremendous amount of emotional upset and turmoil, which is causing and contributing to and mirroring much of the world's kind of cataclysmic experiences. We've been seeing like major turbulence on the world stage. None of that's anything new. It's just that's the negativity dropping out from us. We're clearing it, releasing it. And sometimes there's a lot of fiery emotional experiences that you have to go through and be like, oh, yeah, I'm not interested in engaging in that anymore. And I just didn't realize I was engaging with it in this moment or somehow, but I'm just going to extract myself from it, just bless it and move on. So I think that's where we're at. And what we call this actually is a bifurcation. It's a big word. But bifurcation basically means, in a sense, it means a separation. It means a separation of realities. And it also means a separation of belief systems, a separation of timelines, a separation of energy. So while everything up until the completion of 2017 was a unification, now we're looking at separation. Why is that? Because we're recognizing that we're not who we once were, and we no longer align with that heavy, dense energy, that fear-based belief, those fear-based beliefs, those ideals and concepts of separation and duality. So we're separating from them. And in that process of separation, it's not separation of as of rejection so much as it is a separation of just a realignment, a reattunement to the new truth of who we are. So this is a bifurcation. We're separating from what we've known as third dimensional reality, and we're aligning and attuning to that which we know, the truth of who we are, higher truths of who we are, which is based in fifth dimensional reality. So that's what's going on from my perspective. It's a very visionary perspective. We have these remaining 3 months, October, November, December, of this linear year to sort of vibe into that consciousness,
right?
To vibe into that awareness. It's going to be a very, I think the next 3 months are going to be, while there'll be a lot of heated stuff in the outer reality, it will be mirrored, it will reflect. Internally, we will be feeling more and more calm and at peace overall.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's what I perceive, and that's what I see, and yeah, that's what I'm getting. Yeah, it's a. I'll just complete it with it's a very important time to level up to your higher consciousness, whoever you are, to your higher perspective of awareness that, yeah, you're releasing all this old density. You're not going to buy into it. You're not going to play with it anymore. And you're going to reach for and level into that higher level consciousness, higher, lighter frequencies and vibrations of peace and love and unity consciousness. And as you do so, as you level into that, as you release the old, you level into the new, you anchor into that new, you're realizing that is your own bifurcation. That is your separation from that old self, that old version of you. It's really not separating out. It's really more like you release it and transmute it, transmutation of it. And you, so in this next 3 months, this is the part of that, the charmed life, it's in that process of doing that, you start looking toward the future and deciding, I want to live my charmed life. Like, what does it really mean to me now that I'm starting in this, I'm almost starting new, I'm being rebirthed. In other words, we're, to me, this year, we're coming out of that birth canal where we're rebirthing, the completion of our own rebirthing. What kind of life do you want to live? Yeah. What kind of charmed life can you dream up? Yeah.
I love that because for me, it's all about, you know, creating your reality and what do you really want and what do you want to experience and what does that look like? So, you know, and for each person, their charmed reality is going to be different. Their charmed life is going to be different, right? But even that is like that. There's a hopeful expectation, but there's also that creative energy behind it as well.
Yes, yes. I mean, that's the whole thing about integrating masculine and feminine, because your feminine essence is that which you be, you know, that which you are, all of those aspects of you that are just in allowance, in the experience of being. Your masculine energy is your creative force. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to create? What aspect are you, what masculine energies are you going to use to create? How are you going to create? What are you going to create so that your feminine energy can be experienced and allow it?
I love that. Ah, thank you. And that is so exciting, you know, and so it seems like we're coming to an end of a cycle and birthing a new one, right? And so it's like a clean slate or a clear palette, you know, and then it's time for us to be the artist and of our own lives and, you know, paint, you know, right? And it's a joyful feeling and experience, isn't it?
Yes. I think one of the really big things to understand is that while we're still going to continue in a tremendous learning process, the learning, the evolution of humanity will continue, the destruction of old things that are not balanced, that are out of equilibrium, that are unjust, unfair, those will continue to destruct. The perpetuation of, you know, what we would perceive as a hierarchical, patriarchal domination kind of energy, that is going to continue to destruct. So world governments, world religions, corporations, organizations that are not in service to the highest and greatest in a balanced, service-oriented way, those will continue to destruct. That is going away. That's what we're releasing and unplugging from. And that's what we're transmuting. And those organizations will continue to change from within. They don't have to completely, you know, drop away. It's sort of like Pepsi Cola will stop offering sweet and low and saccharin, and instead they'll start moving to stevia. That's that concept. Mm-hmm. The bank doesn't have to fall apart. It just can no longer keep stealing from people. You know, the medical institutions don't have to fall apart. They just have to change the way that they're offering and providing medical care. And pharmaceutical drug industries don't have to collapse. They have to start shifting into more holistic-based healing, and they have to start shifting into out of keeping people sick and perpetuating sickness and illness, and they have to shift into really serving people to get healthier. Same with the school systems. We go on and on. So that all of that shifting will continue. That's not going to just change, you know, overnight. But it's the shifting that we see in that outer reflection is going to be a result of all the our recognition from within that we have been making those changes internally.
Hmm.
We're making different choices. We're awakening to different higher and better truths, higher and better realities. As we're doing all of that, the outer world will continue to reflect. And living our charmed life is also it's so much about recognizing we don't have anything to be afraid of anymore. Because in these higher vibratory experiences where I said like the park is just right around the corner, the moment mm-hmm. you turn the corner, you're like, oh, I'm in this beautiful park. This is where I am. This is just so beautiful and awesome. Everything's so wonderful. Okay, now that I'm sitting here in peace and I'm relaxing, yeah, that stuff from behind the corner, that shadow stuff around the other way, it can't even get me here. You just start realizing. You're like, I'm safe. I'm well. All is good. All is fine. And in this space, now I can really dream up my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can really start really dreaming, not just because, oh, what could I have, like with my limited perspective, oh, what could I afford, but it's more like, what could I open up to receive? What can I open up to allow?
Mm-hmm.
And what can I even begin to envision that would bring the most joy, the most fulfillment, the most happiness to me and to everyone else who's involved with me with harm to none?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love that. So for those people right now who are saying, who are, you know, maybe feeling like, I don't even know what living your charmed life means and how do I even get there? How do they get to that point where they're starting to recognize that they really have that possibility to live their charmed life?
Well, I think the basics of if that's where people are at, where they don't know what's possible for them, one of the first questions you can start asking is, what is possible for me?
Mm-hmm.
What is really, just ask your own higher self, your own, you know, there's a law of cause and effect in the universe. The universe has universal laws that cannot be broken. They're not man-made laws. They're universal laws.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is cause and effect. And the law of cause and effect basically one of the ways that it works on the material level is you ask a question, the answer will be provided. That is a cause and effect relationship. So if you ask the universe and your own higher intelligence, you're not trying to come up with the answer yourself. You're just asking,
mm-hmm.
what is possible for me? What would be possible for me? What could be possible for me? For my unique soul, my unique experience. And what would be possible for me that would bring about even more joy and happiness, inspiration, fun, pleasure, again, with harm to none and never at the expense of another, because it never has to be, because we're shifting into a reality of unlimited resource, unlimited potential, unlimited joy, unlimited fulfillment, unlimited abundance. So that's what I mean when you're sitting in that park and you've turned the corner and you realize you have nothing to be afraid of and you can start dreaming. It's not like this isn't possible for me. It's more like, okay, what is possible for me? Just become a questioner. That's a really awesome place to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I say one other thing about this besides just asking that? Is really start to contemplate what is your joy? What is your happiness? I know for me, mine started with animals. That's where it began. I wanted to help animals. I sincerely cared so much, so deeply about animals on the planet. I started off just by traveling, and I would do volunteer work around the world, being a volunteer at different animal rescue organizations and animal service organizations, both domestically and internationally. And as I followed that joy, it just kept expanding and growing. And that's where you begin. What is it that you enjoy? And it doesn't have to be anything that it could be. You might be you just enjoy going to movies. And through your joy of going to movies, you may learn something like about, I mean, you just don't know where your joy is going to take you is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Don't think it has to be like even serving animals. Just follow your joy as long as it is with harm to none. And I can assure you, your true joy will never include harm to another.
Mm-hmm.
Never be harmful to another, because joy does not include that frequency of harm.
Absolutely. Yep, I totally agree. So one of the things that we've talked about before, and but I know we want to talk about it a little bit again, is about activating your dormant DNA and dormant potential. So is that even more important now because we are getting to this point and we would, you know, have the possibility of living our charmed life and really, you know, having
it's
more joy
important than ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been incredibly important, activating the DNA. I've been working on activating my own dormant DNA for over 10 years. I've been doing it for others for over 10 years and teaching people how to activate their own DNA for the last, I don't know, 5+ years. Here's the thing is when we're activating the DNA, this is what's most important to understand, is not only does the DNA store up all the information that we need, not just in terms of words or even information is energy too. So it stores up everything that we need is in our DNA. And when you start activating the DNA, it's not like you have to learn things or figure out what your mission is, or it's like everything you need, you already know. It just starts coming online. And the other thing that's so important about activating the DNA is if you understand the first two strands are just your history, your lineage, what your ancestors told you were true, what you believed and bought into from your lineage. Once you kind of start to get past this belief that these beliefs that you are your ancestors, you are your history, everything that came before you is true. In other words, even all the belief systems that our history has told us is true, is stored up in those DNA. Like, do you believe that you get gray hair when you age? Do you believe that it's normal to get wrinkles? Do you believe that aging is normal? Do you believe that it's normal to eventually get a disease or possibly get a disease because your family had it? All of that is in the first two strands of DNA. Everything you were ever told or taught through your ancestry. So the moment you start to say, I refuse to believe and or buy into what I've been told, and I'm choosing instead to awaken to some new higher truths, that's like a turning point that lets you access these higher strands of DNA beyond the first two strands that starts to awaken your charmed life, the life you want to live, a life where you're free from, you know, aging-related diseases and illnesses. You're free from the majority of pain and suffering, with the exception of the kinds of things that are going to trigger further awakening for you. You know, you're free from, you can clear from your DNA and your belief systems and your points of view that, you know, aging is inevitable, or that you're just going to, you know, you're going to be broke the rest of your life, or that you're going to be single for the rest of your life, or that you're going to never succeed, or that you're going to, you know, whatever has been your painful experiences based on your history, even the pleasant experiences based on your history, you're going to open up to something so much greater. So that's why the DNA activations are so important. Plus, the best part about the DNA is that it opens up all of your potential, you know, your psychic, intuitive, empathic nature that allows you to see way beyond, you know, the lies, the misperceptions that the world is telling you are true. Both shadow and the light. You can see the shadow. Like, you can see all the conspiracy stuff going on, but you won't be afraid of it. You're just more like, oh, yeah, those people are playing in the shadows. I'm over here in the light. There is no shadow in the light. So all this conspiracy stuff and all these, I mean, it is true. Conspiracy is not a theory. It's just that can't affect you in the light. You become liberated from it. Yeah?
Yeah, I agree.
That's why the DNA, activating the DNA is so important. And let me just say, can I take a dovetail here? The whole reason that all the conspiracy stuff exists, and it does exist, there are beings who are working very aggressively to not let the people activate their DNA. So those beings are working so hard to activate, to keep you from activating your DNA. That's what a lot of the pharmaceutical drugs are. That's what chlorine in the water is, fluoride in the water, genetically modified food sources, chemtrails in the sky, all that stuff is designed to keep people from activating their DNA. Because the moment you activate your DNA, you can no longer ever again be controlled, dominated, manipulated, coerced, suppressed, denied, none of it. It's just not possible after you start activating your DNA. And even though you still will, many times, experience temporary setbacks, you will never be knocked down. Not really. You'll be able to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, turn and face the light again, and reunite with your own divine source. Because it never left you anyway. You knew it was in there even while you were being, someone was trying to squash you down. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, we have some callers with their hands raised and questions on the Q&A, but before we go to the questions, I just briefly wanted to talk about our true galactic and star family heritage. What do you mean by that? And I'm sure people are interested to find out, you know, who their galactic star family is, right?
Yeah. So we know through the past few years, there's been a lot of what we call soft disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
Soft disclosure tends to come through, mostly anyway, it comes through the media in the form of movies and entertainment. So a lot of truths will be released in the form of a movie or a television show. So, like, there's so many shows out, television shows. And I'm not a television person, but I see that, you know, I see it when I turn on, like, Amazon Prime or Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever do commercials. But in any case, I'll see it, you know, these shows. And you see the movies, like the movie The Matrix, and you see there's a new movie called The Good Place, or TV show. There's all kinds of shows like this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's countless, right? And they're basically Harry Potter. You're basically showing you aspects of other realities and even of our reality that we've been unaware of. So, for example, The Matrix and The Matrix Reloaded, great examples of what's really been going on Earth. Even Men in Black. You talk about our star family lineage. Men in Black is a great show to watch, movie to watch. The point is we've been getting this soft disclosure, and the disclosure is amping up now. It's amping up. It's going to continue to amp up because we can no longer be lied to or denied. What we are is way more than just humans as we know it. And this is in the DNA, by the way. When you start to activate enough of your dormant DNA that you start getting to 12-strand DNA, as I am, and beyond 12-strand, you start to have the awareness. Actually, for this, you really only need to get to like your 6-7-strand DNA or even earlier than that. You start to know you are of a lineage of star beings who come from the stars. None of us are not. We are hybridized, a formation of hybridized races from the stars. And we all have star family lineages, and it's encoded into our DNA. And, of course, we know that we have a reptilian ancestry. For example, we have a reptilian brainstem. We label it as that. There literally are reptilians who have been sort of controlling this reality. Reptilian races are known to be incredibly warring. That's why there's war on this planet. Reptilian races are known to be they sort of eat one another like dinosaurs ate one another. They kill and they maim, and that's why we have fighting and hunting, and we eat one another. We eat animals. We think that's normal. In the first two strands of DNA, that is normal. When you start moving past that, you know, you realize you could be a breatharian if you want. You don't ever need to eat again if you don't want to. But in any case, the point is our star family lineages are, it's all of the star family races have contributed to our DNA, or most of them, around us in our galaxy. And as we awaken our dormant DNA, we start to know who they are. So we absolutely know that we have reptilians, because that's what we've been most closely linked to in our lineage. Our first two strands of DNA are primarily linked to our reptilian ancestors. The other strands beyond the first two are primarily linked to way more benevolent, intelligent, wise, loving ancestors. Mm-hmm. Palladians, Syrians, I mean, this could, Elohim, Arcturians, this could go on. I can go on. There's lots, lots of us. By the way, our ancestors are also, besides reptilians, we're very closely linked to Greys.
Mm-hmm.
Greys are beings that really don't have any compassion. They don't have any heart center. They're really extinct now, quite frankly. They're extinct, except to the degree that we still might engage with them on lower timelines and lower realities, which is a complicated conversation. But just the point is, we have many star families from not only this galaxy that we live in, but galaxies way beyond. And our star family lineage is linked to our DNA. As we awaken our DNA, we start to become way more in touch with those benevolent star family races who truly love us and are caring for us and who are assisting us as we awaken and who are helping us. And many of them are seeded here to know themselves. I'm one of them. I'm a star seed. And those of us who identify with that word star seed as a way to define ourselves, it's just one definition of untold numbers of ways we could define ourselves. It's only one aspect of who I know myself to be. But those of us who are here helping with this shift are seated, and we know our lineage as if they're our own family. But we all have this within us.
Yes.
It's all in our deeds. It's all encoded within us.
It's all within. It is.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I know we'll have lots of questions about that. Okay, so do you want to take some questions?
Yes.
We have some questions on the Q&A. We have some questions live. All right, so we'll go to the phone line first. We'll go back and forth. So we'll go to the phone line first. Phone number ending in 7355. 7355, I'm going to unmute you. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, there you are. hi, who's this?
You there?
Oh, I guess they're gone. I guess they changed their mind because they muted themselves. Like, okay, no worries.
Okay.
We're going to go to a web caller in the UK. I'm going to unmute you. Hold on 1 second. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, Laurie. Hi. My name's Norinta.
Hi. Can you turn off your speaker in the back?
Yeah, let me try.
Because we can hear ourselves in the background, so just, you know, try that. As long as you can still hear us.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you say your name again?
It's Narinda.
Narinda. Hi, Narinda.
N-A-R-I-N-D-E-R.
Oh, Lorinda.
No, with an N, sorry.
Oh, Morinda.
Yeah, you keep cutting out a little bit.
Yeah, it's cutting out. That's why I'm having a hard time hearing. I don't know why. But you can say it again. I'll be quiet and just listen to whatever you have to share or ask.
It was regarding you were just talking about the DNA and how I was just wondering how do the beliefs also fall in that and how we build up these patterns? Because I've found that throughout my whole life there's been this sense of struggle and kind of fighting for what I want. And although I've done a lot of work, I make progress, but it's almost like by the time I achieve it, I'm usually pretty exhausted and the joy is gone. So I do get there, but it's pretty tiring, and I don't know what that default pattern is that's running.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, I want to tell you, I'm sending you my compassion, because I resonate with that as true for myself too. You know, it's like a lot of hard work and struggle, and that's a very common imprint. And on human consciousness, it's carried through lifetimes and generations, and it is a belief system, and it is stored in the DNA, but it's much more than a belief system, because that a belief system is a very sort of like a level one kind of, I call it a level one, but it's a very cursory. You can kind of clear a belief system pretty quickly just by introducing a new belief. And a person can go, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. Oh, I didn't think of that. Now I've got it. That's a belief system. But when you go deeper than that, it's stuff that's embedded way deeper than belief systems. Now you're talking about programs, like a computer running. So I could delete something off of Excel on my computer, but the program of Excel will still be on there. Now, let's go even deeper. When you go deeper than a program, because you can clear a program, I can clear Excel from my computer. But if there's a virus that was connected to the Excel, if the virus is still on the computer, I had to get the virus. Now, I could go even deeper than that, too, because if the virus is also somehow on my, not only on my hard drive, but also on my external drive, which could be, the external drive could represent your lineage, your families of origin. And if I engage with that lineage again, which it is because it's in your DNA, I have to clear it there too. So now you see, I've already gotten to like five levels here. You see? Is this making sense?
Yes. Yes.
So,
yes.
Well, yeah, when we're talking about clearing something that big, like struggle, you understand the entire human collective has that. Everyone who's ever lived in a previous or parallel reality, a previous lifetime, is carrying that because we've been through massive amounts of struggle to get where we are at this point in terms of linear. So there's even a deeper level of that when it's held in the collective, and we call that an imprint. And we often call it it's implantation. So I refer to that sometimes even as a negative. Negative does sound, is sort of like a judgment term, but I use the word negative as non-beneficial, a non-beneficial program or implant, and that needs to be cleared too. So when someone like you calls me, I'm explaining this, but really, when someone like you calls me and I hear it, I'm like, yeah, you're clearing for the collective. You understand? And that's why you haven't gotten to it. That's why you're working so hard at it, because every time you clear, you're going deeper, and you're clearing it for a deeper level. And the humanity at large is benefiting from the work that you're doing, and they don't even know it. You see? You're doing the work of a true light worker. Does this make sense?
Yes. But then if it goes so, can it truly be cleared?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. This is why you keep, you see, people like you, me too, all, I would say, you know, most people on Alara's call, on this Awakened to Happiness call, we're like this. We're light workers. Of course it can, because we're continually, I got to someone's sadness there, because I can feel some sadness coming up in the group. We're just going to move that out, because we don't need to be sad about this. We just can be so excited about this, because what happens is we keep going deeper, clearing more, and we just keep getting to more and more of our own light. And in the presence of that light, eventually we realize I'm free from it. It's not even mine. I don't resonate with it anymore, even though I'm still aware it's there to a degree, because it does still exist in others. You can then go even deeper. You can clear even more. But this is the process of aligning with the light, because you get to a point where you're so fully aligned with the light. Your DNA is so activated. Your core pillar, the channel, the vehicle, the vessel that you embody, which is your physical body, is so clear and so pure, so full of light, that really, you know, you're free from it. You are free from it. It changes. Your reality changes. But it does take time. It's definitely not a pill. It's not like, oh, let me just take this magic pill that my doctor gave me and everything will be better. Because that definitely won't work. You know, but I don't need to tell you that.
Yes.
Yes. The key is,
it's interesting. You were saying that, and I feel this sort of sadness, but this also this sense of burden as well.
Yes. Yeah. So every time you label something like that and you identify that, you know, burden, the sadness associated with it, you want to do like a transmutation process. I mean, we could do that right now. We can just, let me just ask Source for some guidance, for some healing. Yes, so let's just run with the burden aspect. Everywhere we've been burdened, all the energies and the frequencies and the vibrations of having been burdened, and all of the extreme struggle and the difficulty and the challenges of burden and the burden of the struggle and the burden of the challenges and the never-ending challenges and the never-ending struggle and the perpetuation of struggle and burden and challenges and the heaviness and the density and the dross of all of that. We're now going to have Spirit Doctor Team and Benevolent Galactic Shamans coming through. We have Saint Germain coming through, Archangel, Archangelic Realm coming through, and Divine Source, Creator of all that is, the highest, clearest, purest consciousness of the original source of creation, of all that is, all that ever was, and all that ever will be. It's locating these things from within and around each and every one of us on this call, giving consent. So you want to breathe, and with your mind, if you're willing to get the healing and receive the healing, you just want to say, yes, thank you. Breathe in through the nose, down into the belly, as it's all being located from us, from within and around each of us as individuals. It's already shifting out. It is now most benevolently, most lovingly identifying it, lifting, removing, dissolving it, taking it all away and transmuting it into love and light as it does so. I'm going to get out of the way for a few moments. There's going to be a deeper level. Yes. You're just saying yes, breathing, receiving. Yeah, there we go. Nice. Just noticing whatever you notice, even if it's nothing, that's fine. Hit the guys. You hear me saying that? I'm just moving energy, helping Divine Source, because the heaviness is coming up. You're just breathing, receiving. We're going to go even deeper. So everything that was just mentioned, the burden, the struggle, the heaviness, the perpetuation of all of it, the density of it, all programs, implants, explants having to do with it, Divine Source is now locating them all on a deeper level, lifting them, removing them, dissolving them, taking them away throughout your family lineage in a 777 activation. This means seven generations back, seven generations on the horizontal axis, cousins, 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 and seven generations into the future, which will cover the eternity of the divine source of you. So if you're willing to receive this and to offer this, yes, we'll offer this as well, only as is for the highest and best of all concerned, and only ever as is uniquely appropriate. Just breathe and receive. Yeah. Nice. Just noticing whatever you're noticing is fine. Just a few more moments of this. I'm getting out of the way even more. Nice, good. And then we're just going to add one more piece to this, which is that a lot of the reason, you know, we go through this stuff is so that we can come into alignment with our source. And the way we come into alignment with our source is by receiving the gifts that were connected to these experiences. So let's have Divine Source, Creator of all that is, the highest, clearest, purest consciousness, instill within you, whoever you are, as is uniquely appropriate for you, the gifts you're meant to receive, the expanded consciousness you're meant to receive as a result of having had and experienced these things that we've been talking about. So these gifts of consciousness will come to you now and be instilled within you and within every cell of your body and being with your consent. And these gifts of consciousness will be with and from Divine Source consciousness, its truth, its point of view, its perspective, understanding, and definition. In your truth, your point of view, and your perspective, understanding, and definition will be aligned with the divine as it relates to this. So you're going to breathe again, receive, say yes, thank you if you want it.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, and as always, it's only as is appropriate for each unique individual, whoever you are, and only as is for your highest and best good. Here it comes. Breathe and notice. Just notice whatever you notice is fine. Yes. Nice. Just fully integrating here. Nice. Now, notice the healing just started. Just started just now. So we'll stay with you into the coming days, weeks, months, and one thing I'm certain of is that it's a vibrational frequency that you're going to attune to And so as you attune to it, your life will change for the better. Everything about your reality will shift and change. Something else will likely come up, of course, but you'll never again be the same. So keep me posted. I hope that's helpful.
Wow, thank you. I could really feel the energy around my head. More
yeah.
So.
Awesome. I'm so glad.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's my wonderful. Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was so helpful for all of us. Thank you.
Hmm.
Wow. All right. So we're going to go to the phone line again, and then we'll go to the Q&A. The phone number ending in 8271. Hello? Oh, I have to unmute you first. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
This is Janet in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Janet.
And thank you for picking me. You two are a couple of my favorite people.
Oh, how nice. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you. I've been working on healing myself for so many years, and I know things that our whole town just burned up. So I'm wondering if I'm having so much fear and waking up crying all the time, every night. And what's weird, the day before the fire started, I thought, it's so nice. I like being here. I wonder what would happen if a fire started and I had to leave. What would I grab? And then in the middle of the night, the hurricane winds picked up. This is in Santa Rosa, California. And people were evacuated, just losing neighborhoods, just swept out. And I felt that the night before. It was so unusual for everybody to be able to go to bed at that hour, and then within 2 hours, their homes were gone. And they were lucky to get out with their lives. Houses were exploding in front of people.
Oh, God. When did this happen? I mean, was this just...
On the 9th.
On the 9th of October. Yeah, because I know mm-hmm. there's a lot of fires going on up there. And
it's never, ever happened like that here. We never get winds like that here. It's just a small town, pretty much. Not that small, but we didn't have enough fire hydrants or firefighters or anything up here. All the animals, a bird finally came back today where we live. We got off of evacuation danger last night. So bizarre.
Yeah. Well, I'm so, so sorry to hear that. I'm so, so sorry. I do know about the fires going on up in Northern California, and I'm so sorry that that's happening. And for all the, you know, I mean, it's just incredibly challenging, like beyond, you know, what we can even imagine. And, of course, it's a huge amount of trauma. I know you had a specific question. I mean, I'm loaded with information I could give you and provide to you, but I don't remember, like, you had one question in there that was very specific. Can you just say that again, the very particular?
Feeling the fear from...
Feeling the fear?
Deep fear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm going crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going crazy. I want to tell you that fires, let's talk about these world things going on. Fires represent alchemy. Fires represent two things from a mystic's point of view, and I am a mystic. So I'm always looking at the outer reality for the higher visionary kind of meaning, the mystical significance of it. And fires... forest fires and fire, you know, fires that are out of control like that, they typically represent two things in the collective consciousness, and particularly in that area, wherever the area that is that it's happening, that geographical area, the beings in that area have signed up as a collective to work through these two primary issues that I'm about to say. So the first is, the primary issue is alchemy. So we are, as a collective species right now, alchemizing things. We are taking one thing, which is our pain and our fear, and we're transmuting it into something else, which is love and consciousness. And fire often burns to represent the alchemy. However, when fire is destructive, it's often a representation of where we have gotten out of control. And we are burning out of control. We are overdoers. It can represent the egoic gratification in all its forms, out of control. So both things are true. Both aspects are true. And what I would invite you to do, and we'll do a healing on this, of course, because we need a healing. But what part of what I would invite you to do is to just, you know, look within. Is this an expression in some way of your experience of sometimes feeling like maybe you're, out, you know, in your own way out of control? Even if you say you think you're going crazy, you're so not going crazy, Janet. You sound and feel nothing like a crazy person. And I've been in the presence of crazy people before. You sound like a person who's going through a deep inner alchemy, who's getting in touch with your own inner consciousness to such a degree that it reflected that quickly at you, that aspect. So, but you can see how that would be kind of like an inner aspect where the fire is showing you what you're alchemizing, and that you're in that geographical area for a reason, because you're alchemizing a lot of your own fear, even based on your question, you know? Now, What puts fires that are out of control out? What puts the fire out? It's water.
The wind.
Water. Well, wind gives fire power. Wind gives fire power. So when we're talking about elements, the elements within us, it's water that puts fire out. So what is the water within us? Compassion. Sensitivity. Gentleness, love. That's all. The element of water is caring, compassion, soft, you know, tears of compassion. So I do believe that people on the West Coast, you know, drought is a lack of compassion. Fires are asking for more gentleness and compassion. I do believe that people on the Western Coast of California are collectively working through those issues. And I lived there for many years, so I resonate with that. I hope that makes sense from a mystic's perspective and offers some insight. But I want to just reassure you, as a really gifted psychic intuitive, there's nothing, no craziness there. You're simply becoming more conscious of your role as part of a greater collective. And that was a precise moment, where your consciousness was aware of your deep love for a location, geographical location. In that moment, your consciousness came through to you and was speaking to you. Hey, you need to be prepared. There's going to be a fire, and I want you to be so aware of this now moment so you can process this through. You can feel a sadness coming up. And as you do process it through, you're going to expand your consciousness and become so much more aware of your multidimensional aspect of you. In other words, your ability to affect the outer reality and your ability to be affected by the outer reality, and above all, your ability to receive information from your own higher consciousness, because that's what came in. Is this making sense, Janet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. You may want to listen to this in replay, because I get that there's been a lot. Yeah. But let me just, what I'm going to bring through for everybody, let's just do some healing on, let me just ask Source if it wants to go straight to the fear, or does it want to go to the fire burning out of control within us? Yeah, it wants to go to the part of us that's overly the egoic structures of being out of control, the egoic belief systems and points of view and perspectives of excessive egoic desires, greed. It's not saying that's you, Janet. It's saying that that's what needs to be addressed for these particular fires. That's what it's coming forward as I'm translating. So what we're going to do here for the collective healing in this group is just to address those fires burning out of control within us, the part of us that is ego out of control, burning need, desire, want, egoic needs, desires, want for fulfillment, that it's just burning through things, blazing through things without any particular concern or care for anyone or anything else. In this particular case, this is what's being addressed. So if you would like to receive a healing for you as a unique individual, wherever this resides within you, the healing now that will come through for you will be with and from divine source, and will be most gentle and most benevolent and most loving. It will tame, the word isn't tame, it will realign these fires within us so that we're not like a fire out of control, but rather that we hold the eternal flame within us and that we are aligned with this eternal flame in a way that's more benevolent for us. And in so doing, this will assist with all the fires that have been burning out of control in California and anywhere else on the planet. So if you're willing to receive this most gentle, most benevolent healing from divine source, you're going to breathe deep, comfortable breaths in through your nose, down into the belly. With your mind, you just say, yes, thank you. Let me get out of the way. Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, there's a little more to this, so just keep breathing. It's happening, and there's going to be a second part. Yes.
Yeah.
So the second part, you just keep breathing, but I'm translating for source here. The second part of this healing will be really about alchemizing your inner source with more ease, grace, and benevolence, becoming the divine alchemist with ease, grace, and benevolence. And with this part of the healing, what divine source is providing is expanded consciousness to each and every one of us. This expanded consciousness will be to awaken the true divine alchemist within us, that we learn, and we won't need to learn, we will awaken the knowing within us, which already exists, how to truly alchemize and transform our lives and our reality without having to blaze out of control, and to be able to do this with divine ease, grace, and benevolence for ourselves and for all concerned. Now, through this second part of the healing, everything that is provided will be with and from divine source consciousness, divine source truth, divine source perspective, understanding, and definition. And this divine source consciousness will bring us into alignment with it. So we're aligned with the highest, clearest, purest truth, point of view, and PUD, perspective, understanding, and definition that we're able to align with. So if you're willing to receive this now, once again, you're just breathing, receiving, saying thank you, yes, please.
Thank you, yes, please. Thank you.
As always, here comes, it's only as is uniquely appropriate for each individual and only as is for the highest and greatest good of each individual and all concerned with harm to none. Just breathing, receiving, and noticing. Yes. Yes, nice. One last piece to this, I'm being told, is to bring in divine compassion, divine source, perspective, understanding, and definition, divine source truth, divine source point of view of compassion. And the following truths will also be yours with your permission and consent. I know what it feels like to be compassionate. I know what it feels like to receive compassion. I have Creator's truth, point of view, and PUD on compassion, and mine is the same. I know how to be compassionate. I know how to experience compassion. I know what it feels like to be and experience compassion. I am aligned with the energies, the frequencies, and the vibrations of compassion. If you're willing to have divine source, creator of all that is, instill these truths within you and within every cell of your body and being, please say yes now. As we instill compassion within us, the fires within us also are tamed. Breathe and receive now.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Nice. Just noticing whatever you're noticing. Fully integrating now. Okay, there's one more piece. I know I keep saying just one more, but I'm hearing this is the last one. And this is, the source will now locate any and all trauma and or drama and all of its effects of the trauma and or drama from having lost everything. Whatever that is to you, whether it was through a fire or from any other experience in your life, this lifetime and every other, any and all trauma and or drama will now be located from within and around your body and being now throughout your entire morphogenetic field. As the energies and the frequencies of the trauma and drama is located, it will be most gently from having lost something, anything. It will be most gently, most lovingly, and most compassionately lifted, removed, and dissolved, and taken away and transmuted into love and light now, so that it never again needs to be recreated and or perpetuated. If you're willing to receive this now, please say yes.
Yes. Yes, please. Thank you.
Yes. Breathe and receive. And just notice whatever you notice is fine. This is a gentle, loving, and compassionate healing regarding trauma and drama of loss. And realigning and retunement so that we no longer resonate with that trauma and the drama from loss. That's what's happening here. Just breathing, receiving, noticing, and allowing. Just a little more. Nice. There we go. Good. All right. So once again, I just want to reaffirm that healing just began. So let it integrate. Janet, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. That last part was really great.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. I'm so glad. I know it will continue. And I'm sending you my deep heartfelt love and compassion and to all the people in Northern California and the animals too. I so deeply hope, pray, choose, desire, and intend for the absolute most loving, benevolent outcomes for this particular outcome, situation, circumstances for these fires and all the people and animals.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Janet. Thank you for sharing that with us as well.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Blessings to you. That was really powerful healing that you just shared with us. So thank you, Lori.
Yes.
And Spirit. Absolutely. So we're going to go and take some questions after. Where we're all at in this time, it's like, it's just like, it's been such a profound call, so much healing, and it's like, really relevant and important healing work has been done so far on the call today. So thank you, first of all. Just thank you.
My pleasure. I mean, that's what I'm here for. I love it.
Yeah, it was amazing. And so we want to talk about some of the special offers that Lori has for all of you today. So for those of you who are on the phone, you can go to awakenedhappinessnow.com/Lori14. And those of you on the live page, you can just click special offer. And so there's three special offers, special offer A, B, and C. So Lori, do you want to just quickly talk about these to share them with everyone?
Yes. So, all right, there's basically three different packages. The first is dark arts training and psychic self-defense for people and animals. So this is all about dealing with those shadow aspects of us. And I think for too long we've been so afraid of our own shadows. And even, you know, if you look in the all positives movement, law of attraction movement, they're not really facing their shadow. They're just turning away from their shadow. And in so doing, it's kind of that, I do believe, actually has a large effect on this alchemy that's sort of out of control. It's like fire's out of control because they're not really trying to clear away, in a sense, sometimes the shadow. They're just trying to ignore it or deny it. And I don't think that that's a balanced approach. I am an absolutely law of attraction person. It is a universal law, but it works with a lot of other laws in conjunction. And part of that is really understanding that part of our own transmutation happens with so much ease, grace, and benevolence when we're working with our shadow rather than denying it. So our shadow are those parts of our fear-based thinking, fear-based programming, fear-based experiences of pain and suffering, you know, fear of, you know, our worry, anxiety, guilt, grief, you know, the struggles of life, all that stuff, the shadow stuff. And we have to learn how to work with that shadow. So that's what this package is about. It's really so we no longer need to be afraid or hiding in the shadows so that we can embrace our shadow, so we can recognize it's part of our light, and it's actually what helps us find our way to the light through moving through it, not denying it. So this entire package, the item one is really, it's about the intro to working with the dark arts training and psychic self-defense. It's sort of like an introduction to working with shadow aspects of ourselves and in the collective. The item two is an MP3 class about working with clearing entities, demonics, the energetic vampires, not just those things, but frequencies and vibrations that are of low, dense, heavy resonance. So frequencies and vibrations of fear and fear-based thinking, fear-based emotions, etc. Okay, both of those MP3 classes, by the way, are 3 hours each. Then item three is an 80-page ebook that supports those classes, and you can work with it in conjunction. It sort of lays out all the aspects of it. Then item four in this package A is actually a Clearing Commands mini ebook. You will love it. If you're a healer, if you work with animals, if you have addictions in your family, by the way, if you feel like there's any addictions of any kind, entities, demonic clearing commands will clear in a huge way addiction, what we call addiction programming and addiction webbing, because it's like a web of you can't get out of it. But that's what that item is. It's a mini ebook. It literally tells you how to clear that stuff. It will really unwind you from any third dimensional stuff of conspiracy related stuff too, because you just start freeing yourself from it. You'll see it explains how to do that in that item four PDF. Item five is the first class number one from a full course on dark arts training and psychic self-defense. It does go into a lot of the galactic family lineage. It addresses a lot of that and helps you sort of understand. Also, if you want to go further with that class, you can always go further if you want. So item six has a $200 gift certificate for the full course entitled Dark Arts Training and Psychic Self-Defense, where we work through these shadow aspects. So that full package is valued at $795, and today through this summit we're offering it at $147. So you save, you know, $650. Now package B is sort of on the other part of the scale, because when you work with the shadow, you have to balance it with working with your light. Mm-hmm. And your light is all about love. And your light is about forgiveness and really about the ascension process. What is the ascension process? It's the process you go through as you come into your love, as you unify with the divine source of infinite love, which is within you. It's within you and me and everyone, all of us. And it's not only within us, it's around us. It's in our animals. It's in Earth. It's in and through and around everyone and everything. So that's what package two is, package B. It's the self-love and forgiveness, and it's for ascension, for people and animals. So item one is self-love and forgiveness energy healing. It's literally an energy healing class, or it's not even a class, it's an energy healing call. It has a meditation on it, and it works with people and animals to really anchor in that self-love and forgiveness. Item number two is self-love energy healing for people and animals. That has live energy as well. They're two separate classes, both on that topic area, but both unique and both different, and they're both for self-love for you and your animals. And item number three is a Q&A call. It was a follow-up call, and it was really covering, you know, how do we go deeper with self-love and self-care for both ourselves and our animals, and how are our animals linked into our self-love and our self-care. And it's a really good class for animal lovers, but if you don't have an animal, it's still, it's, we're animals. You know, it can even be for your children. We're animals. We are the human variety.
Mm-hmm.
Item 4 is forgiveness prayers mini ebook, because forgiveness is a major part of self-love. We forgive as an act of self-love. We forgive because we know that every time we forgive, we are coming into alignment with greater love. We free ourselves up from baggage, emotional and mental baggage, through the process of forgiveness. So item 4 is a mini ebook. It's a PDF that really has just some of the most amazing and wonderful forgiveness prayers. They're so powerful. I've had people use these and heal themselves of cancer. I'm not kidding, because forgiveness is the cure to cancer, mm-hmm. by the way. All right. Item number 5 is, it's a PDF ebook. I believe it's at least 35 or 40 pages, and it's the basic practices of self-love and forgiveness. You know, when people start on this journey, they often don't really know how to practice self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And even we can be some amazing healers, gifted animal communicators, gifted intuitives, psychics, empaths, and we still don't, we're so good at giving love to everybody else, but we don't always know how to really love ourselves. We don't always even know. I remember when I was doing this for years, even my first 2 years in Maui, I was loving everyone else, and I still didn't know how to love and care for myself. I had to learn that. So, I mean, I was in the process of learning it, but really, the practices, oh my God, it's just, you will love that. You will love, love, love this. You will love it, because it's totally transformational in the way, and it will be mirrored back to you in a huge way. Your life and your reality will reflect back at you so much more gratitude, appreciation, care, acknowledgement, respect, honor, blessings, because you are learning these acts of self-love, care, and forgiveness. Self-care and forgiveness. It's a great book. It's not the basic things like, oh, go get a massage. It's nothing like that. It's nothing like, it's not even like do some EFT, which I love that EFT, but it's not like that. It's like, how do I live my life as an honoring and a loving of myself and my reality? It's so much deeper. So anyway, you will love that. It's a PDF ebook, item 5. Then item 6 is, you get access to the private Facebook group of self-love, and you'll be able to interact with me directly through that Facebook group. You get the link, and that's a nice way to interact with me directly, because I do my best to get directly to my private Facebook groups as much as I can, sometimes even every day, and I do respond directly to the best of my ability with everybody, especially like right now I'm teaching a class called Exiting the Matrix. And we have a private Facebook group, and there's so much wonderful interaction and support going on there. So, all right, item number 7 is a bonus $200 gift certificate for the full self-love, forgiveness, and healing for Ascension course. It's a full course, and that's for people and animals. So you can, if you want to, you get that extra $200 to purchase the full course. And then item 8, you get class 1. So you get to sample out that full course of self-love and forgiveness for people and animals via the fifth dimension. That's what the name of the course is. And it's really about anchoring into the fifth dimensional frequency, which is based in love. If you're not anchored in love, self-love as much as other love, that is a major anchor that keeps you aligned and attuned to fifth dimension and beyond. So that's what that class is about. This entire package, the self-love and forgiveness and healing package B, is valued at $895, and today we're offering it through Awaken to Happiness Now for $147. So you save $750. The third package is just if you want to get both package A and package B. So if you want to combine them both, we give you an even deeper discount. So rather than the full value of $1,690 and the full savings of $1,500, basically, you get it for $197. So even if you were to buy package A and package B together, that's, what, $300. You're now saving $100 even off of that rate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for both packages. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Great packages. A lot of information, lots of healing, and
yeah.
lots of empowerment, right?
You know, this is what I find is we are the ones doing the inner work, and it is a relentless kind of, you know, commitment. That's what disciple means. The word disciple means to discipline yourself, to disciple yourself. And these packages are designed to really help you to do the inner work, but the energy that's in both of the packages is designed to support you, to elevate the frequency, and to help do the work for you as well. So you're doing it, but it's also doing it for you. And the energy in these packages, all the energy healing, all my stuff, first of all, is always geared for you and your animals. That includes your children, too. Not to make your children like animals, but anyone in your care, anyone who you're responsible for directly, it will support. The idea is just to not only expand your consciousness, but to also make the inner work so much easier, more graceful, more benevolent, and, yeah, more enjoyable. Because it's not meant to be. The shadow work is not meant to be painful.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work with, in my earlier days, I used to work with this healer. And I'd get on the phone with him, and one of the first things he'd say to me is, it's going to be hard. It's going to be painful. You're going to have to look. And I was like, after three times, I was like, I don't want to work with him anymore. He's got that belief system, and I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. It's not hard. It's not painful. It doesn't have to be. Are there times when it is? Yes, there are times when it is. But the reason it gets hard and painful is because we're not aligned. We're not aligned with our true source. All shadow aspects come from being out of alignment. So working through the shadow, when you're doing it from a place of self-love and the inner work, it's easy. It is enjoyable. It is beneficial to you. It's pleasant. It doesn't have to be painful. No, it's not a pill. No, it doesn't happen overnight. But yes, it absolutely, it certainly doesn't have to be hard and painful and mm-hmm. such hard work. It certainly is a lot easier and more benevolent when you have this kind of support, especially like in a Facebook group, and especially from the energy healing that's in both of the packages to support you on the journey.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, thank you. And even though it doesn't have to be difficult, doesn't have to be hard, it's still worth it to do the work.
I mean, it's not. You know, I think that's one of the big challenges. I think for people is a lot of times we come to these calls and we just want someone to take care of us because we're tired. But we realize eventually people, what ends up happening is if they're not really doing the inner work. I prefer the word play, actually, but if they're not doing that inner aspect, they'll end up going through years of this stuff and saying, I've done so much and nothing has worked.
Mm-hmm.
But really what they, a lot of times, were doing was just kind of like not really doing it, just only, you know,
touching the surface.
Not really doing that. So anyway, I think these two packages are so supportive of one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not
Beautiful.
Only working with your shadow, you're working with your light, and they come together. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. And yeah, so they both support each other, and there's so much, you know, cool information too. You know, it's like, it's cool information, and then you realize like, hey, I can do this myself. You know, I can take care of myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's great. So yeah, please do take a look at the special offers that are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Lori14. So Yvonne, I think it's the same Yvonne, had written a question on the Q&A, and then she's now raised her hand and, you know, is on the web call. So I'm going to just unmute Yvonne because she had a really good question that may be relevant for a lot of us as well. So, hello.
Hi. It's
Hi,
Yvonne.
Hi.
Hi,
Yvonne.
It's funny, I wrote the question and it's out of my mind now, but I feel it's about, I was so, I kind of lost the question after that lady called about the fires, and I was so immersed in sending love and compassion to her and to the world, with all this stuff that's going on. But I feel my question was, I'm expanding and I'd like to continue on, and I just need to know, or if you can help me to support me and how I can move forward. I really feel like I'm ready to just jump, and I'm not sure if there's something holding me back, or if I'm just need to connect more, or how we can all connect more right now.
Well, I'm curious, Yvonne, when you say you're wondering how to connect more, I'm wondering if you've heard anything today that gives you the perspective that you're more connected, because I feel like that's what we've been doing. You know,
every day I feel like I'm connecting more and more, and it's like, oh my God, I want to get out there. I want to help the world. I want to be everything that I came here to be. And I want to connect to the galactics. I want to connect more to my angels. I want to be an example. I want to coach. I want to, use my spiritual gifts and abilities. And like, I want to do it now, right?
Yes, I understand. Of course. So you are already expanding. I mean, this is the thing, is, we're in a time where there's just we're accessing such infinite potential, and there's such a vast, still unknown reality to us. And that is part of, I mostly call that part of the resurrection process. Because your initial stages of awakening are an ascension process where you start to come online. You realize angels are real. You realize you can connect with ascended masters. You start anchoring in and aligning with the divine source. You do lots of meditations and lots of clearing and lots of healing. You listen to a lot of summits. You get a lot of perspectives. You buy packages that resonate with you because you recognize that the content in those packages is going to help you more deeply anchor and more fully, get the support that you need and connect more fully. And as you go through that process, you start living an entirely new reality. And then, along that journey, of course, it's all about service, because a major part of why we do this is not just for ourselves. We're sort of, moving out of that egoic identification. Not that there's anything wrong with ego, because we need it. But just we're moving into that service to the greater good, service to source mentality. And I'm hearing that from you, and I'm understanding you're already expanding into it. So really, the only thing I could say to you is you have to sort of decide, I don't even think it is a decision. I think it's as you come really online and the DNA awakens within you as you're actively engaged in that, because you do have to actively engage in it. It doesn't just come on by its own. Your inner knowing of what your right steps are start to come online. You know what you're meant to do. You know what your right step is next. And it sounds like you're in that process. But of course, you kind of asked me a very broad-based question, so I'm giving you a broad-based answer. When you say, what else can I do to come online? It sounds like you're doing it. And then you have to sort of come into that reality of like, all right, how can I use what I have and what's in me and what I'm attuned to serve source the best in the highest and best ways, which feel good and right to me and everyone else involved. Yeah?
Yes. Well, my day is full of, it's 24/7, breathing this, eating this, living this. I really know I'm ascending, and I even had with the last full moon, my whole body was just electric for a couple of hours and shaking. And yes. I really do feel like the ascension is really my truth. So I guess it's just a matter of being a little patient.
Well, if you feel like it, because it is your truth, it is the truth. It is a very real phenomenon. It's not fake. Ascension is real, but it is a choice to engage in it. Many people are not choosing that yet, at least not yet. So you're right. It is happening to you, and it is the truth. So the only question is when you say, can I get more connected, or how can I get more connected, it's more like, it's not about getting more connected. It's not even about patience. It's about recognizing and honoring that it's happening. It is happening, just like what you said. You are doing it, and it is a process. So, I mean, one of the things I kind of hear often when people want, like, more and more, and we all want more because it's just so glorious. So there's nothing wrong in wanting more. But what I often notice is sometimes people are still wired into the belief system of 3D matrix that says, I just want a pill so that it's all done now. Give me a pill and make it right. You know, you might not even be thinking that. It's just that frequency of that vibration that says it should happen now, now, now.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that is programming from the 3D matrix. Because in the 5D dimension, fifth dimensional reality, we already have it now. There's no quote-unquote impatience. There's simply this receivership, allowance, and alignment with it. So, I mean, I'm coaching you through it, but energetically, for sure, it's one of those things that all the energy healing, all of the classes and workshops that you do, that you participate in, will bring you more into attunement with that higher truth, because it's just almost like clearing that kind of idea that you don't have it yet, that you're not yet fully complacent or fully embodied in that deep fulfillment. Yeah?
Thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I just feel, you know, I want to go out there and I want to help the world.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely beautiful. That is exactly, it's absolutely beautiful. So if it's your service that you're looking toward, or what is your service, or how are you going to help the world, or what are you going to do, that's your next step, right? That's exactly what you're presenting.
Yes.
So in that, that's what's presenting to you in your consciousness. I want to go out there and help the world. Awesome. Okay, how am I going to do it? What am I going to do? You already are, just by becoming more conscious, by the way. But, of course, you're talking on a more tangible level. And just by becoming more conscious, we're helping the world. Just by doing our inner clearing, we are helping in such a magnificent way. However, you're talking more on a tangible level, what work or actions or behaviors or energy am I going to be and do and take so that I can be of service in a greater way? And that, just by asking that question, it's going to be revealed to you. It's in your DNA anyway as well, of course.
Okay, well, I really appreciate that, hearing that. You know, I don't really believe I should, you know, ask what angels are around me or what galactics, but do you feel there's a specific...
You know, that's not so much what I do. I mean, I do that, but I feel like we've addressed three questions now, and I think,
yeah.
I mean, I do, I absolutely can do that, but I feel like that's maybe we should address another time. You know, I can do that, but it's almost like, why don't we give someone else a chance
yes.
to ask a question?
Yes,
if that's
no,
all right
I'm
with you.
So grateful, and I hope that helped others. Thank
you. Yeah.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'm so grateful.
Yeah, so just take the next step, okay? Just do whatever, anything.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, bye. And next time I'm in Canada, I'll look you up, Yvonne, because I know that you're, like, in Toronto, so we will get together. And that's beautiful because, you know, it's true. You know, as we are all ascending, as we are all going through the ascension process, sometimes, you know, it's not about doing anything, just being and recognizing that we are being of service just by us being, just by us doing the clearing work, just by us doing the energy healing, just by us being present is enough sometimes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you one thing that I really did pick up with Yvonne, I'll give one more thing, is that idea of I just want more, 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 it showed up because there were like three questions we addressed and then there was a fourth one. It's like, you might want to look within yourself, what part of me, and I know I said this word, unfulfilled, what mm-hmm. part of you is unfulfilled or unsatisfied or doesn't know when to be satisfied or how to be satisfied?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very subtle, right? because on the one level, you're hugely fulfilled. You're hugely satisfied. We can hear it. We can hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
But on this is what happens when we go really, when we're willing to go deep. We can find the deepest levels of that which is not resonating with the clearest, purest light. So, and love. So you might want to look at that because it's an aspect of us. If we're living unfulfilled on some level, that lack of fulfillment exists within the collective. So the moment we can identify it in ourselves and somehow resolve it and shift into that kind of fulfillment, you know, and recognize, wow, I just got like three things answered. Wow, my, you know, it, we do talk about gratitude, but it's even beyond gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to a deeper level of gratitude because we can be grateful for something and still be unfulfilled. But the moment we let ourselves be fulfilled, it's like, yes, it is enough.
That changes everything.
Yeah.
As an empath,
I always notice that. I always notice it as an empath. I've noticed there are two kinds of energies in humans. This is not about Yvonne directly at all.
Mm-hmm.
This is just an extension of the conversation. There are two kinds of energies of humans right now. And this is something we address in the Dark Arts training in that package A. There are energies of humans who are outputting energy. That is, they are the givers of the world. They're outputting energy. They're serving. They're giving. They're putting out energy. And then there's energies of people who are doing more kind of taking, right? What else can I have? Can I have more? Give me this. Give me that. I want more. And the idea is within us to bring these into balance so that we are both giving and receiving. This is in alignment with a universal law, the law of circulation. We're giving and we're receiving. We're exchanging fairly, circulating outward, inward. This is like the breath, right? So it helps to know because I notice as an empath, I can always know when I'm near someone who's pulling energy.
Mm-hmm.
Or when I'm near someone who's pushing energy,
mm-hmm.
if they're not in flow with the natural circulation. And it always feels better as an empath, as a true sensitive. We always know when we're standing next to someone or we're in the presence of someone who's kind of in alignment with that circulation of giving, receiving. It's an honoring. It's an honoring of the flow. And by the way, when we're in alignment with that, our money goes up, our wealth, our abundance. We're not coming from lack or poverty or limitation when we're in flow with that law of circulation, giving, receiving, exhaling, inhaling, exchanging in balance, not trying to overtake,
mm-hmm.
not trying to overgive. It's a nice flow, right? Anyway, it just came into consciousness as a result, so I hope that's
and that also, you know, when you're in the flow, you're also in the process of living your charmed life, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. That's a wonderful way to tie it back in because, because that was one of the beautiful things, even just going back to Yvonne, she was talking about she really just wants to serve so much. She wants to bring that out. It's so beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is part of us living our charmed life because it is not a fun life if someone's not receiving from you either. Like, you want to be received.
Yeah.
So it feels good to give. That's part of living your charmed life. You're exhaling, you're giving. You're inhaling, you're receiving, it's flow. And yeah, when you're aligned with that, you are living your charmed life through the process of giving and receiving. And of course, through that circulation, you're aligned with more abundance, more prosperity. You know, these are just concepts of as we attune to them and as we awaken to these higher truths, we vibrationally attune to them, our life shifts, and yes, we do live more of our charmed life.
Absolutely, and so that's what even these two packages that you're sharing with us, or three, you know, they also are in a way contributing to you living your charmed life, because once you are working on your shadow part and you're working on the self love piece, you can only really get to that point of living your charmed life because you're dealing with you're doing the inner work, you're doing the self love, you're recognizing how important love is in the world. And that means loving you, honoring you, and honoring what is right for you. And for me, living a charmed life means, living in a way that you're joyful, you're expansive, and in that way, you're also being of service to all of humanity. And, you know, honestly, that's when you can really give even more if you want to, right? Like, it really be of service.
Yes.
So I just, I love that whole concept of living your charmed life, because we can and we do. And the more that we actually do the inner work and do the self-love and forgiveness piece, the more that we can open up to that charmed life, right?
Yes. I love that you say that too, because it is true. In order to live your charmed life, which when I use the word charmed, I'm just meaning like your ideal, your dream life. Used to use the word a lot. I still use it. Your best life ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
You've lived for eons. You've had uncountable incarnations through the, you know, the birth of existence and infinite numbers of realities. And if you want to live your best life ever, that's your charmed life. In order to do that, before you can ever really do that, you have to be able to love yourself.
Yeah.
You can't even receive or experience that to the fullest extent until you're really aligned with self-love, self-honor, self-care. And that's certainly what Package B is all about, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So thank you for Yvonne for sharing that too, because that brought us back to the whole charmed life piece, which I absolutely love. So thank you.
Yes. That was an awesome circle.
And even like, you know, with Janet, when she was talking about all the fires and everything she was feeling, you know, even that was talking about self-love, loving yourself, you know, and loving others and having that compassion for everyone, what everyone is going through as well, right? So
Yes.
You know, we covered so much in this call today. I just wanna thank you so much for that, and to everyone with their questions. You know, thank you so much for your questions, because so much healing was done on this call because of your questions. So thank you for that.
Thank you for having me.
I was just gonna say, Lori, do you have any last words of wisdom for us? Because I know we went a little bit longer than we planned.
I just want to say thank you for having me, and thank you to everybody, especially everyone who called in. And I know these are challenging times on Earth, but if we could remember that the challenges are only happening when we're out of alignment with our source, that's really what this is about. As we come into alignment with infinite love and we clear away our, you know, ideas of separation, the challenges are really lifted quite effortlessly. And I'm just thrilled that I get to be part of, you know, helping people to come into that alignment. So I send out my deep love and compassion to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going through this together, and we're all here for one another to support and assist one another. And I'm grateful I get to be part of it. So thank you. And thanks for letting me be of service today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. And so for those of you who are interested, please do take a look at the special offer packages at awakenedhappinessnow.com/Lori14. And thank you so much for all of you being here with us today. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.